Hey, welcome back, everybody.
Hey, it's Amanda.
Hey, it's Melanie.
Oh, welcome back to the internet.
The internet.
Oh, wow. Oh, you guys. I am jubilant today.
Wow.
I'm jubilant because, one, I have a Waterloo watermelon. Obviously, their only good flavor. Two, the last time we recorded, we were like, ooh, I wonder who the president is. Guess who it is? It's Biden, bitch.
Biden is the president-elect.
Oh, true. Dude, I'm so fucking relieved. Like, I fucking knew he was going to pull through and it was going to happen, but I didn't want it because Adam was like, I don't want to call it or say anything. And I was like, I'll say it. I think it's going to fucking be Joe, but
I did not think it was going to be Joe, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, look how close it was. I am still, like, scared for some reason because the conservatives are really freaking me out with their conspiracy theories about how the votes, you know, but they're also just stupid, so.
Yeah, it's them just saying stupid shit that doesn't hold any legitimacy, so I'm like, all right, have your idiot parade, I'll be here.
Yeah, speaking of idiot parade.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Also, Bechtard told me to tell the podcast hi, so Becky says hi, everyone.
Hey, Becky.
I said I was recording the podcast. She was like, tell the pod I said hi.
So cute. I love it.
I have a bone to pick, and I just want to vent.
Okay. Let's hear it.
You know what's annoying? Okay, first off, you need to know that Amanda and I are vegan, and no, we're not annoying vegans, so... that's stupid. But I hate when you tell someone, oh, you know what's really good for you? Like, if you cut down your dairy intake, and they're like, I can't do it. I'm like, okay, have some fucking self-control. Like, I get...
Did something happen?
No. I just, like, anytime someone tells, like, people ask, I don't know, if it gets brought up on the plane or something, and I say sure. I'm vegan, almost every time people are like, oh, I really want to do it, but she's like, I can't give up cheese. I'm like, you really can. I promise it's easier said than done.
It is. And you know what? I've been on and off vegetarian, vegan my whole life. Mm-hmm. Now I'm in a really good place with my brain and body that I can do it. I have the right supplements that are working with my body. I'm not having the weird side effects that I had in the past. Compare dairy replacements from... what, like 7 years ago to now, vegan cheese is actually really fucking good now.
Dude, yeah.
Have you had Natamu ice cream? Because holy fuck,
no.
It is like, it is so fucking good. Adam's really good. He's not vegan, but he eats vegan a lot because of me. And I'll be like, dude, you have to try this ice cream. And he's like, whoa, that's really fucking good. So.
Yeah. Also, I obviously want to say eating is so personal, obviously. But if cheese hurts your stomach but you still eat it, I don't get that. Don't you like yourself a little? Like, come on.
No,
I don't. And don't get me wrong, I love cheese. Like, sometimes I do dream of a Papa John's cheese pizza. But, like, honestly... and I know no one's going to believe me, but, like, pizza with sauce and, like, a shit ton of veggies. And you can dip in the garlic sauce. It's vegan somehow. I don't know. But it's so good. So, my thing is, if you want to try it, hey, just try it. Don't say you can't do something. And that's with anything in life. If you're like, I want to do this, but I can't do it. Don't tell yourself that you can't. You have to manifest it and be like, I can do it. I'm my own freaking boss, bitch. MLM, boss babes. Let's go. But don't you think, you should just try something if you want to do it. And if it doesn't work out, then, like, right? What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not a picky eater at all. I'll eat fucking anything.
Me too.
I've eaten some weird shit in my life because I'm like, fuck it, let's do it. I've eaten alligator. I've eaten monkfish liver.
Ew.
Fucking weird. Yeah, but it was really good. If it's not going to harm you. Well, and obviously, if it's vegan and it's cruelty-free, sure, why not try it?
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff that's vegan is actually really fucking delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry I was so mad in the beginning because I just really want... I don't want to, like, obviously trigger anyone with eating. But you guys know that I'm literally not like that. Like, I'm just saying, if you're in a good headspace and you want to try something, do it. If it's not going to harm anyone or yourself. My thing is, if you, like me, like, I was vegetarian for, like, a year. Well, pescatarian for, like, 3 or 2 years. And then I just always thought about, for me personally, like, I love animals. And for me personally... I have to keep saying that because some people are like, well, I love animals too. Just because I eat them doesn't mean I don't love them. And I get that. But for me personally, I was way too convicted. So I tried it and it was like a really good decision for me. So
I was talking to Adam about this recently because I was like, dude, I can eat these fucking giant burritos that are vegan and not feel like crap.
Yes.
Like it would if there was dairy and meat in it. It'll be like the same amount of food and maybe I'll be like, oh man, I'm gonna poop so much later. But I don't feel like I have to barf.
Yes.
It's really interesting.
That is so true.
It's like it's just plants.
Yeah. Like there's this food truck out here called Vegetize Me. Shout out if you're in LA. Oh my God. It's like good vegan. If you're like, I don't know if you guys have heard of, like, LA, but it's, like, a place. Anyways, like, I miss an In-N-Out burger so bad. And they make, like, a In-N-Out burger. And you're just like, I can't believe this is, like, no meat, no cheese, no animals were harmed in this. And it's so good. I love it.
So delish. Dude, the amount of, like, Beyond Burgies that I make. Mm. Can we talk about Just Egg? Because I was
I never tried it.
I loved eggs when I was eating them, but sometimes it would make me feel nauseous, so I wonder if I may have been, like, mildly allergic to it. Mm-hmm. But the Just Egg products, they aren't, like, as soul-free as eggs, but they do have, like, the good texture and the delicious parts of, like, an egg flavor to me, and they are so good. It's expensive, but I really like it, and it's easy to make, and I don't have to, like... A big thing for me about being vegan is... I worry so much less about getting food poisoning.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know, I mean, like, besides, like, the whole animal cruelty and it's so good for the planet, you know, it's just being like, okay, I can just wash this vegetable and cook it.
Yep.
And I'll be safe and fine.
Okay, fine. We'll get off our soapbox. God.
Okay, fine.
Fine. I know we're, like, better than you all, but it's like...
Sorry, guys.
Do you have any housekeeping to do for the pod?
How are you doing post-election, even though it turned out good?
I feel really good. I feel truly the day it was announced, I physically felt different. Like, I felt a weight lifted off. It was the best day of 2020, 100%. Then the worst day ever happened next day when Alex Trebek died because he is literally my king. Like, truly, you guys, like, man. I love Jeopardy. I love Alex Trebek. Seth told me, and I was just sobbing on the bed. He had to, like, come, like, rub my back. I was like, I just feel really sad for him, but I'm glad, like, he's not in pain. And obviously, like, his family knew it was coming, so they got to probably, like, spend a lot of time with him.
That's so sad. I broke the news to my mom.
Oh.
I knew that she would be sad.
He was just so pure.
Yeah. I watched a TikTok today of Alex Trebek and clips of him from the past where he's cussing, and it's so good.
Oh, I gotta see that.
I'll send it to you. It's funny.
How are you feeling after post-election?
Good and horrible at the same time because... I had a family member compare me to Trump because I posted on my Facebook, "Eat shit, Trump," and they DM'd me and said, "You should have voted for Trump because you're just like him with that status." And I was like, wow, fuck you. So that's cool. And I speak with a lot of people with opposing views at my job, and I have heard some really horrible things while at work. So I'm a little on edge.
Yeah, today this captain in the van, we were going to the airport, and he was, like, the only one not wearing a mask, and I, like, almost said something, because you're supposed to wear it, like, in the van and stuff. I was gonna be like, you want to put your mask on? But then he said, because we were in Nashville, and the driver was talking about how, like, oh, this parade got canceled this year. And the captain said, oh, you should have called, they could have called it a protest march and they would have allowed it. I was what the, like, why do you have to say that? Like, keep those comments to yourself. Like, even I don't do that. Like, if I'm around people that I'm not, I don't know their political beliefs, because I don't ever want to, like, shame someone. Like, I know it sounds like I do, but, like, I try to be as respectful as possible until you don't, if you disrespect me, then I'm sorry. I think that's fair game.
Fair game. Yeah. Let's fucking go.
Yeah. I'll curb stomp you. I don't care. But I was just like, and he said that, I was like, ugh. But then he did say something good on the plane to the people. He said, don't make the flight attendants be mask police. Like, whether you're anti or pro, you all agreed to wear one. I was like, okay, fine.
Yeah,
but I still hate you because you're anti-mask. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks a little bit, but also fuck you.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm scared to see January 21st. Is that the inauguration? But I kind of want to go to it, but also COVID. Anyways, I think it'll be good, and I hope we have a 2-week shutdown, like a hardcore shutdown, like Australia, too. But we won't. So we will, but people won't listen to it.
I think people who don't comply should be fined. And it's not like, oh, we're taking away your rights. It's like, we want to make sure that people will still live and we can have some sort of normalcy. Like, chill out.
Stop
for 2 fucking weeks.
You're oppressed.
Oh my God, like, I know.
I watched this Christian girl on TikTok, and she's like my type of Christian. Like, she's the Christian that I am. She was like, these white conservative American evangelicals acting like they're oppressed. Like, please. Like, in China, you have to smuggle in a Bible. Like,
damn, dude.
Like, to think that your governors are trying to shut down churches when all religions aren't allowed to be worshiping right now. But it's, of course, it's just the Christians. Sorry, we're getting so political, and, like, I know no one wants to listen to this anymore, but, like, it just makes me frustrated when people can't see, like, you look so stupid. Like, I just can't.
Mm-hmm. It drives me bananas. Yeah. And the people who are, like, over it but not, like, the way that Adam and I are, I think we are very pro don't see anyone until there's a fucking vaccine. And there's still people who are like, do you guys want to hang out? And we're like, we would love to, but we're going to hold off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because I have no idea, like, if I see, like, one person, how many people they've seen and how many people those other people have seen.
I see a select group of people. And I have access to free rapid tests as many as I want with my job. So I get a shit ton. I think I've had, like, 8 to 10 tests done.
Yeah.
So that's good. It also, like, depends where you live, I think, because, like, my friends in Georgia and South Carolina, like, there's not a handful of positives, but, like, not as much as, like, where you live or I live. So it's different there, but also, I don't know. I don't know how I feel, because obviously I'm over it too. Like, I want to freaking hang out, and I want to go, like, to the movies. Oh my God, I cannot believe I haven't seen a movie since February. Like, it's so depressing. But it won't happen unless we all band together.
We all have to commit to 2 fucking weeks, that's y'all. It's not that big of a deal. We can do it.
Like, but Jesus people Christ. Think it's, like, literally taking away their rights, and it's like, it's giving you so many more. Like, we're about to, we'll party after so hard. Like, yeah. If they cut domestic and international flying for 2 weeks, in a different country, I saw someone say, like, you're allowed to go to the grocery store, but it's by, like, your last name, and you're, like, in a group, and, like, that's the day you have to go to the grocery store. That is so smart. Yeah. And it's not going to be forever. Like, we're not going to turn into, like, communist Russia. Like, the thought is so weird. I don't know.
My brain is mush thinking about all of it. I'm like, come on, guys. This is the weirdest fucking time of
my life.
Yeah.
Anyways. Wow. Fucking downer, am I right?
Now that there's 3 people left.
I know.
Hey. I know. Hi, girlies.
Oh, we're about to spill some tea.
In the season finale, I, at the end of the episode, talked about how on my Instagram, I would open up on my story a little ask box to be like, if you want to get something off your chest, put it into the void. I will be the vessel. Tell me your secrets. And that's what we did, each on our personal Instagrams and on the pod's Instagram. And holy shit, guys, every time I do this, you guys are so honest, and these secrets are amazing and sad and raw, and I can't wait.
Yeah, she got a shit ton, I got like three, so fuck you. Does this mean you think I'm going to tell your secrets to people? Because, okay, you might be right. I'm just kidding.
It's kidding. Some gossip girl.
That's she. Yeah, so we're going to read your secrets, of course, anonymous. If you feel like this might be, like, therapeutic for you, we'll do it again. Probably in, like, a You've Got Mail episode, so.
So thank you so much to everybody who sent me secrets because, oh, man, dude. So the first one I got says, I'm nervous about moving in with my partner in a few weeks. Next one is, I'm terrified that the world will never become a better place.
Whew, me too. I talked to Seth about it, and he's like, I was like, do you think the world will ever come together? He's like, no, I really think it will just keep getting worse. I was like, okay.
We've hit the point of no return that it's like there's no harmony if nobody wants it.
Yeah. I think it'll get better, like, with a Democratic president, but.
Maybe.
I hope so.
This one, God, related to hardcore. They said, I pulled away from all my friends during quarantine, and now I feel too awkward to reconnect.
Yeah. Me too. I feel that. Me and too. I'm sorry that that happened because quarantine is so hard. Like, dude, it was hard to find, like, anything positive. For me, personally, like, I, like, lean on my friends in those times. So, because I'm such, like, an extrovert, I was, like, struggling with, like, not seeing people. So, I was, like, reaching out. But I feel really bad for people that pulled away. But I also understand it. But you shouldn't feel awkward to reach back out because. But, like, the worst that people can do is not respond or respond negatively. And you're, like, I know it's easier said than done, people. I get it. But you'll never find out, like the cheese, if you don't try.
Like the cheese. I have some friends who, like, so many of my friends are introverted. So it's like, is it that you need to be left alone or do you not like me anymore?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like, hi, let me pull you out of your introverted zone to be like, do you still like me? So I'm constantly trying to signal boost to be like, hey, if you're my friend and you love me, can you tell me? Because I think you all hate me right now.
But they could be thinking the same thing. And if they're introverted, they don't want to reach out to you and bother you. So someone just needs to do it.
That's so true. I'll grow some
balls. Do it, pussy.
And I'll grow some balls and tell you I love you.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
Sidebar, I forgot to ask you what you're drinking.
Oh, I am drinking a flavor of LaCroix that I have never had before.
What is it?
Limoncello. Really?
It tastes like pie.
Have you had the drink limoncello before?
Yeah.
Like it the alcohol? It tastes just like it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't know. I'm just being dramatic. Well, I don't like it. I'll never buy it again. But, okay. I had someone say, I knew I was done with my ex from the first time I saw my now husband at work.
Ooh. Love at first sight.
Spicy. Do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
I don't either. I believe in lust at first sight.
I believe every time I see a really hot girl, I think I'm in love with them. But that's pretty much it.
Yeah. What about men?
No. I don't
pass.
I'm not very attracted to men at all. So, no, except for Harry Styles. Every time I see him, I'm like, holy shit.
Boing,
do I want to be you or do I want you in all of my holes?
Every single one at once. Both nostrils. Like, both ears.
Just, oh, in through one ear, out the other nostril, out the other nostril,
out the
other
mouth.
Ear. Brain fuck me.
Oh.
Ew. Ew.
Anyways. Okay. Someone said, one time my annoying coworker's toothbrush fell on a really dirty floor and I never told them. That person is really scary. I'm just kidding. I don't think I would tell either.
I don't know. Mm-mm. It's something, like, fun that you're like, ooh, am I evil? Yeah, I guess I am.
Well, yeah. Well, if you're not the one who's like, I'm gonna, like, scrub a toilet with this, it's like, oh, this happened to be on the floor. I won't tell them that it was on the dirty floor. It's not, you're just keeping your mouth shut, minding your own business, not starting the chaos.
Can I tell you guys, this reminds me of a time. I just talked to my high school friend about this. In high school, Becky and I were in the bathroom, and our two friends came in with a girl that we all didn't like. They came in with her, like, huge water jug, and they started putting toilet water in her, in her water jug. And also, I think they threw in, like, 3 Advils, which is terrifying.
They wanted to poison.
And Becky and I were like, that's funny, ha ha ha. And we were like, but you're not, like, actually gonna give it to her, right? And they were like, no, we don't think so. And then they ended up, like, pouring it out.
That's good.
But.
That's so fucking
the
gross.
The girl though. Found out, and she, some, they somehow found out that Becky and I were witnesses. So we got called into the superintendent's office. And let me preface this with that we went to a Christian high school. Listen to this shit. The superintendent asked me about why I didn't say anything. I was like, oh, I don't remember what I said. I probably was like, I didn't think they were serious. And she says, mm-hmm. I'll never forget this. Tell me, how's your walk with God right now?
Whoa.
And I said, actually, it's like really good. And she made a face like this. She made a confused face, people. She's like, really? Because like not reported. I was like, okay. And this is religious trauma.
Oh my God. Wait, have we talked about the movie Yes God Yes on Netflix?
No, is it good?
I really, really liked it, especially growing up Catholic. And it takes place in like the year 2000.
Oh.
So similar to like when we would have been teenagers, yeah. And they have like AOL and all that stuff. You would really like it. A bunch of horny teens, if that bothers you. But that's a really good one. So if you have like religious trauma or like Catholic guilt or Christian guilt or whatever, you should definitely watch it. And then we should talk about it.
And let us know really if you want us to do a whole episode about that. We will. But
we will.
I know I would be so interested in listening to that. Anyways, what were you going to say about the water?
Yes, so I have 2 things to say. Mm-hmm. One, every time Adam gets me a glass of water, I ask him, is this toilet water? Because I'm afraid of being poisoned with toilet
one
water.
One of these days.
And it reminded me, when I was in cosmetology school, these girls didn't like this other girl, and they put eye drops in her drink. Girls are mean.
Did she drink it?
I don't remember.
Oh my
Probably
God,
not,
that is really scary.
Yeah, that is really scary. I think that's why I'm paranoid about anything.
Well, like, your partner is not gonna, especially Adam.
I don't know. Maybe one day I'm gonna piss him off enough. Somebody else said, I've left my partner of 8 years. I have absolutely nothing to my name, but I feel so free.
Wow. Good for you, yeah. For doing that, because I feel like that takes guts.
That makes me think, when I read this, the last time I went through a breakup, in a way, it reminds me of the song More Adventurous by Rilo Kiley. I think of it every time I go through a breakup. They say, I read with every broken heart, you should become more adventurous, which is so true. Just like being free, and the amount of things that I had never done before after going through a breakup, it's so true. Because what do you have to lose?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Remember that song Lately that you played me and we were listening to in yes! Arizona? That's a good breakup song too.
Lately by the Helios Sequence. Yeah, everybody yeah, yeah. Listen Helios to it. It's Sequence. So good.
It is such a good song to drive with your friends with the windows down. You're all screaming the lyrics.
Oh my God.
I also
so
know that.
Good. Wow.
Wow.
I never want to go through a breakup again because they are devastating yeah. a lot of the time. But I do love the feeling of just like feeling empowered after a breakup.
Yeah.
I hope you're doing well and I wish you the best
Me
of luck.
Too. Best of luck follow.
And then this next secret, whew, I was like, is this me? The way that they worded this was like they were saying this to somebody, not to me.
Okay.
They said, it sucks that every single time you get a new boyfriend, you put your friendships on the back burner.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude.
Oh, man.
Y'all, that's like really shitty to do. Like, can we just all agree? I get, whenever you get into a relationship, of course, it's like so exciting. You're obsessed with them. And like, You should, like, spend a shit ton of time together. But your friends always have your back if they're good friends. And you shouldn't be with your partner every day, in my opinion, because then you leave, like, no room for mystery. Especially in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And, like, Amanda and I were talking about this recently, about this topic. Like, we both value friendships so much. Like, oh my God. My friend, because like, I'm not that close to my family and I have a really small family. So, like, my friends are my family. I could just never, like, put a relationship, like, above or more important than, I mean, I guess, like, now, obviously, like, I'm married. Like, Seth is, like, my best friend and, like, my priority. But my friends are, like, top tier, too.
I could go on forever about it. It's, like, people who always have to bring their partner with them everywhere with every friend hangout. It's, like, sometimes I just want to hang out with you. I don't want, like,
yeah,
it to be me, you, and your partner. Yeah. Like, it's fine, but it's, like, if your whole world and your whole interest is, like, it feels like you're talking about your partner, it's, like, okay, but let's talk about the stuff that we like together that is outside of your relationship, because I'm not in your relationship, it's not interesting to me.
Yes.
So, I totally get it, and that whole honeymoon phase is sometimes so annoying, and it sucks that it seems like this person is continuously acting like this when they get into a new relationship. That's really irksome.
This is the last one I got on my personal Instagram, and I really like it. This person said, "Not really a secret, but having my abortion almost 6 years ago was the best decision I've made."
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, that makes me emotional. Like, here's the thing people don't get about abortions. I've never had one, so I guess maybe I shouldn't speak about it. But I can't imagine someone's like, whatever, I'll just go get an abortion, you know? No one, I think, is like pro-abortion. They're pro-choice. It's such a hard decision for a person to make. And people don't think that. They think, oh, these people are just being careless and just killing babies left and right. It's like, that's not what it is. And I feel like a lot of people, I've read a lot of like things about women getting abortions and like having so much trauma after, and like I just feel like that's really cool that you like think it's the best decision you've made, because it probably is, and I'm all about it.
I've never been pregnant or had an abortion before, but I have a lot of friends who have, and I tell my mom everything, and I went with one of my friends to go get an abortion, and I told my mom, because I was like, if I don't tell her, it's gonna eat me alive for some reason. I think it's the Catholic guilt.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want you to know that this is what I'm doing, and this is the best decision for them to make, considering their circumstances. I think it's okay. And it was, like, scary to tell my mom, because, like, even though it wasn't me, you know, just because Catholic family, you know, like, yeah, it's very interesting. Again, could go through that with the whole entire episode.
Yeah, we should, because...
I think we should. There's so much to say.
Yeah, like, I feel like we're both, like, figuring out our religion. And if I had, like, someone my age or older to tell me what to expect, I would be like, hell yeah.
And also, like, can someone older than us tell me if the Catholic guilt ever goes away? Because, wow, God, you've really got to watch Yes, God, I will. Yes. It's so good.
Did I tell you to listen to Rhett and Link's podcast about their spiritual deconstruction?
Maybe, but I don't remember.
It's really good. They have a podcast called Ear Biscuits. You know who that is, right? Rhett and Link.
Yeah.
Yeah. They grew up in the church, like, in North Carolina. Like, they were, like, youth pastors, and they both are, like, agnostic right now. And it's just, like, all about their deconstruction. And I listened to it, and it, like, was life-changing. I was like, hell yeah. So.
Oh, man. Shit's so fucking weird.
It's hard. Like, we'll talk about it in a podcast.
Yeah.
Well, that,
we'll put a pause on that. We're going to put a pin in that, and we'll revisit it later.
I'm going to read one off the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Someone said, "I haven't talked to my, quote, best friend since July, and I have been living my best life." I guess that probably means something then. Because if I didn't talk to my best friend, I would be really sad. Maybe they weren't the best.
Yeah, that shit's fucking hard.
It is.
And sometimes I feel like when there's issues in really close friendships, it is sometimes more heartbreaking or takes more of a toll than like a romantic relationship. Because it's like, whoa, it's so multi-layered and weird. And like the way that people hold friendships is so strange. I wonder what they want to do. Like,
I know, like, do you want to reach out?
Do you want to break free? Do you want to work on it?
I personally am a believer in always reaching out to see if we're ending this or are we continuing this. I cannot be bothered to be ghosting people. I can't. I just simply can't. So I just have to say something. Like, I do have a problem with, like, always having the final word. Like, I do not need to be that bitch, but I just have to know.
Like, you need the final word?
Yeah, but, like, even if I don't need the final word, I would have to reach out. I'm all about, like, saying how you feel. So I guess I would just reach out and, like, hash it out and decide what you're going to do.
But that's I'm just a big ghoster with friendships because
you are, but then your guilt overtakes you.
Yeah, when it gets to the point where I'm like, it's haunting my dreams, I'm like, all right, we're going to fucking, we're going to hash this out and we're going to talk about it and confront it. But when I feel like there's tension with friendships for me, it's definitely not the same in relationships because I'm like, I'm having a problem, Adam.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. And he's like, all right. But with friendships, I'm like, I just assume that they don't like me anymore. And I'm like, all right, we're gonna just let this go. But I have a lot of, like, I was bullied a lot. So I'm like, I don't know, like, do people actually like me? Do they really like me? Or, like, am I a joke? So I'm like, in case I'm a joke, I'm just gonna act like I don't care as much as I do because I'm afraid I'm gonna be made fun of. So
that's sad.
There's that, but oh, wow.
This is therapy with Dang Mel and Batty Batty.
Somebody said, I'm debating on whether or not I should cut my mom out of my life.
I feel you. I see you. And if you need to talk, my DMs are fucking open, Dang Mel.
Yeah, hit up Dang Mel. D-A-A-N-G-M-E-L.
Don't forget the second A.
It's two A's. Somebody else said, just moved across the country with my girlfriend, but I think we need a breakup.
Yikes, that sucks.
Yeah. Oh, as somebody who moved states to pursue a relationship with somebody, it worked out wonderful. I would never do it again. Because that is, like, a risk.
I think long distance doesn't work forever, so you have to do it. Someone has to move. Mm-hmm. But maybe, like, two people could move to a different place. No, yeah, that might be like, whoa, we literally don't know anyone. But I think you just have to risk it for the biscuit.
Risk it for the biscuit, baby. What's interesting is the secret right after that said, I'm moving with my BFF across the country. I'm worried it will cause a rift between us. Dude, we are all living the same fucking life. There's like three of these secrets that are so similar.
I feel like if you look at your best friend and you say, I can only handle this person in doses, it could potentially cause a rift. But if like, I have, like, a handful of friends where I'm, like, I could hang out with you every day and, like, maybe take a few breaks. You know, because, like, I can hang out with people 24/7, like, even though I would love that, but I do need a break. But, yeah, so that'll be interesting. Godspeed. Yeah.
Keep us updated.
Yeah.
This other person, I'm, like, baby, I feel you. They said, I hate my job so much, but I can't leave right now because of money/car issues.
My advice, you didn't ask, but my advice is to just find any shred of good in your job and focus on it and be like, I'm so glad I'm able to have a job during a global pandemic and I can't believe it gives me money to survive and live. And if that's all you have to hold on to, that's all you have. And I also recommend doing something creative if you're a creative person or like physical, like if you like to work out, focusing on that kind of stuff or like cooking or something, because doing this podcast has saved my sanity because I feel like it's like my second job and it makes me feel better.
Yeah, I know. Doing and making something productive that's fun and like with my best fucking friend is like,
yeah,
so fun.
And like your shop, that's really cool too.
Yeah, I'm not working, I'm not living to work. What motivates me is the fun shit that I get to do as soon as I fucking clock out and I forget about work and I'm like, great, I have a paycheck, let me go do something fun with my friends and with my partner and with myself. So this one too, dude, I fucking feel you. Really tired of constantly being put last by my friends who say they want to visit but they don't have the money and then book a flight to a different city. Dude, that would hurt my feelings so fucking bad.
I want to know if this person is an Enneagram 4. Let me know. I just asked because 4s, like,
we're sensitive.
Very sensitive, which is obviously fine. And they
they know that they're not being put last, but they feel it. But yeah. I also agree that that sucks that someone, like, just don't tell me that you're going to visit me.
Yeah. Because
that would hurt my feelings, too.
I know. Also, I'll fucking visit you, dude. I want to. I told Adam that I want to go visit where you live. So when I go, let's hang out. This one, trigger warning, assault mention, sexual assault mention. They said, I wish I could have consented to the experience that informed me that I'm bi. At times, it feels very insecure.
I just got the chills.
Isn't that horrible? That one broke my heart to read.
I don't have any room to speak, but I'm very sorry that that happened.
Me too. I'm, like, fucking speechless, and that's horrible, and I'm really sorry. We love you. Yeah, we do. That's so sad. Oh, owie. Okay, I'll read one more, and then I have other ones to blast through. I feel like I suck at my job and hate the way capitalism makes me feel about myself. Worth. Me fucking too, dude.
Yeah, money is a social construct, and that is scary. But I don't want to get into that because we've been way too political this episode. I can't talk about it much longer.
I know.
Or I'll crack.
I know. I want to just, like, have poo-poo brain. But
poo-poo. We can't. But, yeah, I feel that hardcore. Yeah. And also, who decided that we work 5 days a week and are offered two? I mean, thank God with my job, like, being a flight attendant, like, I have a week off coming up, and I could have, like, so many weeks off if I wanted. So that's a good part. But obviously not everyone can do that. So.
Isn't it weird how certain jobs will offer bonuses for you doing much more work? And it's like, hey, if you, like, push yourself to the point of insanity, we'll pay you, like, a small amount of money for a bonus.
Scary.
Terrifying. Okay, this one is not, like, juicy, but it's scary. Okay. They said, I'm recovering from losing an ovary and a 17-centimeter tumor this week, and I don't feel strong enough. Holy fuck.
Oh, you're so strong.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, are you kidding? You have this fucking, I was going to say queen, but then I want to say bitch. Queen bitch?
Queen bitch. Holy shit. I would be a big total fucking baby. I hope you're doing okay.
Yeah, let us know.
Yeah.
Eat whatever fuck you want and watch whatever the fuck you want and do whatever the fuck you want because you're a fucking survivor. Sorry.
Your recovery time is yours. Indulge in the things that you like. Join our Discord and play Among Us with us.
Yes. We love you.
This next person said, I've just realized I'm depressed as shit and don't know how / want to tell my friends. I feel you, baby. You can tell me. We're friends now.
I hope you feel like they're good enough friends that they'll support you and love you. And if they're not, that's scary that you can't tell your friends that you're struggling with something. They're not your friends and you don't want them, period.
Yeah, that shit makes me sad.
But talk
sad.
To us.
This next one is, I've been coasting at work for the past 8 months. I'm honestly surprised they haven't fired me. Dude, ride that coasting train for as long as you can, baby.
Same.
Another one is, I fight the urge every day to quit my job and I'm holding on by a thread. Yeah, dude. I wish I could just be a little witch in a cottage and make a bunch of money by casting a spell.
That, I was gonna say. TikTok has glamorized quitting your job, buying a van, driving around. But here's the thing, you need money to do anything in this world. So here's my advice. You didn't ask for it. Last episode title. You didn't ask for Melanie's advice. Work a shit ton. Work your ass off. Save some money. Go on a fucking epic trip when it's safe and you can. So you get like that bug out. And then just do that a bunch. But also, if you want to quit your job for your mental health, do it. But also, think about your mental health if you don't have money. And, like, it's just like a game you got to play.
Yeah. Which one will stress you out the least and roll
yes.
with it.
Yes.
Speaking of which, here is something that I have been thinking about the past year or so. For my 30th birthday, I would like to have a big, fun trip. And I think 2 years from now will be long enough that it'll be safe. So let's go to Europe.
God, I fucking hope. Holy fuck.
I know.
It will.
The Spanish flu lasted, what, 18 months?
Daddy Biden has us in his hands.
Oh, no! I want to go on a big fucking trip. Let's have been taking so many days off work. I'm about to have a 5-day weekend coming up. So I'm like, yes, I'm going to have all this time off, but I'm not really like benefiting as much as I could by having that much time off because I'm staying from at home. But if I was like on a trip or something, that'd be so much better. We just have to promise ourselves that we are going to take the money that we are probably saving by being able to work in a pandemic. I'm working from home, so I'm saving a bunch of money on gas and whatever. I'm going to take that money and really give myself a nice fucking relaxing trip or massage or something to, like, really, whatever. That's what motivates me, so.
Hell yeah.
Take a page out of my book, or don't. I'm kind of stupid, so.
It's true. The rumors are true.
Big idiot parade. Again, somebody said, I hate being in a monogamous relationship and my boyfriend doesn't understand polyamory. Oh, man.
That's probably really hard.
Sounds like you should probably be in a relationship with somebody who understands polyamory, even if you love your boyfriend.
I have no advice.
Me neither. I'm a serial monogamist. So yeah. I don't really get it either. I'm also a really jealous person. I'm a Scorpio. So.
And a 4. Yikes.
I'm a Scorpio and a 4. Everybody take cover. I am an INFP too. I'm just the most sensitive little fucking bitch. Did we talk about Myers-Briggs type? Do you know what you are?
Yeah, I'm like ENFP.
Oh, we're the same. Except you're extroverted and I'm introverted. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're an INFP.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, I regret getting married young. I should have traveled and worked wherever I wanted first. Oh.
I understand that.
I wonder how young they were when they got married. I guess we'll never know.
I was, how old was I? 26? Mm-hmm. 27? 26. That's pretty young. But, I mean, I don't think I regret it yet.
I don't think you do either. And the last secret that I have is somebody said, my parents broke up with me over the election and I'm going into this holiday season alone.
Where do you live? You can come stay with me. I'm going to have Thanksgiving at my house.
Friendsgiving.
I'll keep my answer short and sweet. Yeah. It's easier said than done, like everything in life. But just because someone's your family member doesn't mean they're not toxic.
I know. Isn't that shit fucking hard and sad?
Yeah, because I'm going through the same thing right now. I feel you, and I'm just deciding, like, if this is even good for me. So, I feel you, and I'm sorry. But also, I've had to learn how to do holidays on my own as a flight attendant. I remember my first Christmas alone. It was the most depressing thing ever.
Aww.
Second one, dude, it's so fun. Like, but you just have to plan out, like, I'm going to order from my favorite restaurant, and if they're not open, like, figure out, like, a recipe that you want to make. Ooh, mm-hmm. Like, if you drink or if you don't drink, like, make your, like, favorite fun cocktail or, like, apple cider. I don't know. And be like, ooh, I'm going to watch this movie I want to. Oh, my God, it's so fun. So, that's my advice. Like, total self-care day, like, selfish AF, focus on yourself.
Mm-hmm. And, again, I don't know your life, but isn't it, think about how nice it'll be to enjoy the holiday with no tension with your family.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're going to have the freedom, even if it's alone, come play Among Us with me. I'm just kidding.
This episode is sponsored by Among Us.
Yeah, Adam and I are, I mean, it's just going to be me and Adam. I haven't spent Christmas with, like, my full family in 7 years. I've had my parents stay with us one Christmas or two Christmases before, but it was just, like, me and Adam and my mom and dad. Yeah, it's weird, and, oh, God.
This election is
ripping families apart, but time to make your own family with the people who care about the same things you care about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope it's not very lonely, and I hope that doesn't sound insensitive. for me to be like, fuck your family. But I guess I didn't really say fuck your family. But
you didn't, but now you did. So fuck you.
But now I did. Fuck your mom.
Okay, last but not least.
For the grand finale.
For the grand slam from Denny's. You know how sometimes alcohol makes you have to go to the bathroom, like take a shit? Haha. Well, one time at a frat party, I had to poop really bad. So I went into the bathroom and did the deed. Then realized there was no toilet paper or towels or anything. Typical frat house bathroom. So I used the rug next to the bathtub and then threw it in the shower and closed the shower curtain. And then the next day, I went back to the frat house because my friend left her keys there. And the guys were like, someone shit on our rug. And I acted absolutely shook. They said they thought it was this girl, Ellie, so I continued the rumor. Everyone started calling her Smelly Ellie around campus. Oops.
Oh my god. I knew you would love it. Dude, poor Ellie.
Poor Smelly Ellie.
Oh my god. I like how this person was like, hey, 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 I'm Smelly Ellie.
I would 100% fuel that rumor to get it off my back. Are you joking?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Dude, the rug. Why are frat boys so gross? Imagine how many
dirty feet, yes. Dirty feet and toenails and pee.
Yeah, penis drips.
You know what I would have done in that situation? Hmm. Taken a quick shower. Just wash my butthole in the shower.
Mm. She's probably drunk.
Yeah, true. Yeah. True. I think bidet, I have never used a bidet.
Me neither.
Bidet virgin over here. Yeah. Don't make fun of me. I'm a little scared of them because I'm like, is it nasty toilet water that's going to go up in my pussy hole?
Leave in the comments below.
Yes, can somebody explain the level of cleanliness that a bidet has?
Oh my god.
But I think most toilets should probably come with a bidet for situations like that. Save the earth, baby, and squeaky clean butthole. Although, I don't know.
It's so funny. Ugh.
Dude, that is so hilarious. You have to fucking take that to the grave. Ellie can never find out.
Ellie, we love you and we know the truth, and I will text you with who it is. I'm just kidding.
Do you know who Ellie
is? I don't know who Ellie is. Oh. Imagine. I'm like, I have a secret for you, Ellie.
Have you ever been in a frat house before?
Hell no. I'm scared. They're so gross. The TikToks I see, I'm like, how?
Ugh.
I didn't really go to a real college either. I went to a community college, and then I went to a private college, and I lived off campus at home for like a year. Yeah. So, ooh, you guys, that was juicy goosey. Thanks for sharing that with us. Thanks for being vulnerable.
Also, everyone who shared like the really like ones that hurt my heart, I love you.
Love you so much.
Hope that's not weird to say. Also, everyone who feels sad about their friendships, dude, I fucking feel you more than you'll ever know.
Yeah, same.
But yeah.
Oh, you guys, we hope you love the pod. We love you. Send us everything. Send us your nudes. Just kidding. That's internet related.
Oh my god. Please don't send.
I'm just kidding. I didn't.
Nudes?
I have sent tasteful almost nudes because I thought that my YouTube career would be over when I was on YouTube, and I was just so scared. And then, like, now, like, I'll just send Seth random pictures of my titties.
Remember when I sent you a pic of my boobs, like, before we were really close?
For my birthday present, she sent me a pic of her boobs saying, happy birthday, and her boyfriend got mad or something.
He did. He did get mad.
Scary. Anyways, this episode's real long. Love you guys.
Yeah, we love you. Here's for us to make up for our 16-minute episode.
Yes.
Well, we'll be back, I guess. This is the juicy baby finger-licking good season. Yeah, I hope you came hungry and now you're satisfied.
Satiated, if you will.
Oh, okay, thesaurus.
Okay, English major. I'm gonna go spin on my new Peloton. Oh, if you have a Peloton, tell me your name. My name is DAANGMELL because my other account is not linked to this email. So I do have the dang mail account. But anyways, who fucking cares about that? Make sure you add the other L and follow me, and I'll follow you back on Peloton.
We'll catch you on the flip flop.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
I'm so glad the world's not on fire.
Bye.